ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾ ಅಖಂಡಂ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದಂ ಅವಾಂಗ್ ಮನಸಗೋಚರಂ ಆತ್ಮಾನಂ ಅಖಿಲಾಧಾರಂ ಆಶ್ರಯೇ ಭೀಷ್ಟಸಿದ್ಧಯೇ ಅರ್ಥತೋಪಿ ಅತ್ವಯಾನಂದಾನ್ ಅತೀತದ್ವೈತಭಾನತಃ ಗುರುನಾರಾಧ್ಯ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸಾರಂ ವಕ್ಷೇಯತಾಮತಿಃ. Okay, so we saw the qualifications of a student, of course the subject matter etc. Vedanta, then the qualifications of a student, the qualification of a teacher, and he had ended the last thing by saying adhyaropa apavada nyayena gurum upadishati. The guru teaches by the logic of adhyaropa apavada. Then what is adhyaropa, what is apavada, he has to say, na? Negation of the superimposition, in short. Okay, so what is that? That he is going around in the next section. What is adhyaropa? Popularly in English called as superimposition. Okay. But it's actually not exactly superimposition. You will see how, as we go ahead. He says, any questions up to here? Or up to here everything is clear?
Page number?
This is 20 in my book. Okay, he says asarpa bhutayam rajau sarpa aropava vastuni avastu aropaha adhyaropaha. What is adhyaropaha? He says vastuni avastu aropaha. Basic definition. Vastunu in an object or a reality or an entity. Avasu, not that. Aropa. You are seeing what is not there on something. Like he says, asarpa bhutayam rajau. A rope which is not a snake. Sarpa aropavat. You are mistaking it for a snake. That mistaken perception, that erroneous perception is called adhyaropa. Later on, after this, we will go into the adhyasa bhashya. There, the definition is even more, a little bit more elaborate. He has quoted that here. Smriti rupaha paratra purva drushta avavasa. He has quoted that in the footnote, it is there. Paratra para avavasa purva drushta smriti rupa. And something in front, something else is superimposed. But he has added two more words. Okay, purva drishtaha smriti rupa. Otherwise you will say, hey, there is a monkey sitting on the branch of the tree. On the branch there is a monkey. Adhyaropa. No, that is not. On the rope, seeing a snake is called adhyaropa. On the branch, seeing a monkey is not called adhyaropa. Why? It has to be smriti rupaha. Smriti tulyaha. What you are seeing should have its basis in your memory. It should be purva drishtam, seen before by you. Otherwise, you cannot have. On a rope, you are not going to see a lodo lodang. You have not seen what is lodo lodang. Have you seen? If you have seen, I will use another word. Okay. Since you have not seen that, you can't impose it. Therefore, in short, what is adhyaropa? To mistake something for something else. To mistake something for something else. All right. That is simple. Rope snake. Seashell and silver, the traditional examples given. Okay, mirage waters. All this is adhyaropa. Then later on we will come to more real adhyaropas. Okay. More functionally valid adhyaropa, that we will see here. All right. Vastuni avastu aropaha. Okay. Then you have to say, what is vastu? What is avastu? Very mathematically precise, you know. Then next is, what is vastu? What is avastu? Example, theek hai, I understood. But what is the in context here? What are you talking about? Look at it. Vastu hu. Sachidanandam advayam brahma. Ajnanadi. Sakala jada samuha. Avastu. Simple, you say. Sachidanandam Brahman. That Brahman that we saw in Taittiriya, Mandukya, etc., as Satyam Jnana Anandam Brahman, that Brahman is a Vastu. I am the Vastu. What is the Avastu? All that I see, all that I objectify, from Ajnana, my ignorance onwards, mind, this, that, body, etc., to the entire world of phenomena. In short, the whole world is superimposed on myself. Don't say it's superimposed on Brahman, not myself. You already seen Brahman and I are one and the same. So look at what he's saying. In short, in one word, he has dismissed the whole thing. Aur kuch hai hi nahi. All that you see, all that you experience, all that you deal with is avastu. Superimposed on Brahman, which is yourself. So now what? Adhyaropa apuvada nyaya will become what? Look at it. If both of us are walking on the road, you are seeing a snake, I am seeing the rope. You say snake, I also see that. It's a rope. Array, it's a snake. Rope. Somebody is snake. Rope. What did you tell me? Go hang yourself with that rope. I am seeing a snake. Just saying rope, rope, rope is not enough. What do I have to do? The idea that is there in your head that it is a snake has to be negated. It is not a snake. What you are mistaking as a snake is a rope. Where the snake is, what is there is only a rope. I have to say it like this. Supposing in my great wisdom of experiential learning, I pull out my torch and put it on. And you see the rope. You say, where did the snake go? Because your mind is taken up by the snake, remember? And let us say you are scared of snakes also, on top of it. Okay? Because you don't come from Mallu land like how I do. Where we are not scared of snakes. Snakes go for a walk, we also go for a walk. It's okay. No, if you are not from the place like that. Yeah. Or in Rishikesh Ashram, not nowadays, don't worry. Olden days when I used to stay there. Snakes will be there. So we just pick it up by the tail and go and leave it out and come. You don't kill a snake in an ashram. Come on. Not done. But if you are not there, you are scared of the snake. You will say, hey, I have to disprove that snake. Your perception of snake has to be negated. And where the snake is, the reality is, I have to show you that. That is called adhyaropa apavada. Mere saying it is rope is not enough. Showing you is not enough. The snake that you saw is nothing but a rope. Always you'll say, kidhar gaya? Where did it go? Yeah. There's a rope there, all right, but where did the snake go? Where's my stick gone? Samji, this is a problem. Tum log paramahamsa sadhus nahi rehna manta, dandi rehna manta. Toh kam se ek hum ek danda rehega saath mein. Similarly, I am Brahman, yeah. That means to understand I am Brahman, all the wrong opinions about myself has to be negated. No? That is the difficult part, the negation. Why? Because we have fallen in love with our ideas of myself. Yeah. with our pet ideas, we put in with our pet notions. I am like this only. Yeah? And I justify that. It is a correct, it is the right thing. I may not like it. Yeah, I've seen people holding on to all the things, including painful experiences. But the identity of the pain is so strong now, to give up pain is also difficult. Hey, I said, come, sit in my grief recovery workshop, let us negate that pain. No, I can't do that. Some excuse. One thing, of course, you have to face up to it. That is difficult. Second, there is a comfort in holding on to a known thing. A known devil is better than an unknown angel. We stick to the same thing. For that negation of what you are not. In fact, most of the time goes there only. In the negation only all the time goes. Mere negation also is not enough. J. Krishnamurti used to do a very good job of negation. Everything he used to negate very well. But what do you hold on to then? The self is not revealed. That Satyam Jnanam Anantam has to be revealed. If that is not revealed, then you have negated everything. Then you are left hanging. You become very cynical. No value in anything. Whereas if you know that everything that is there is Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahman, then there is value for everything. Yeah, I was today looking at the speaking tree. Nobody really sacrifices anything. Buddha gave up his life of luxury because it had become a pain for him. I don't think so. Somebody said that. A great man in India said that. If I mention names, people think it is Hindutva talking. Therefore, I am not mentioning names. Buddha thought he was trapped there, though if he continues there, he will not be able to know the truth. Therefore, he walked away. To find the truth. Not that that had become a pain. There is a limiting factor. He saw the limitation of what he had. It's like saying, sitting in an air-conditioned room is a pain. We used to joke in school like this. Arey yaar, mere ko khali 60% mila yaar. Those days 60% also was good. Lekin distinction nahi mila. Why? Because you are studying at home. You should have studied under the street lamp, no? Then you would have got distinction. So I'll bull. Okay. That's all just nonsensical speaking, yeah. There are limitations of everything, true. Because if you have mistaken Anantam Brahman, the infinite, for anything else, it'll always be finite. If you miss the infinite, what you are left with is only finite after that. And the finite thing you are not happy with. Your heart is not in the finite. Your heart is in the infinite. Therefore, the limitations you will see. When you see the limitation, you become a student. Not otherwise. Yeah. Limitations of the role, the happiness I get from my roles, from my job, from my career, from my whatever. The whole thing. Limitations, I have to see. And not that people don't experience limitations. They do. Why do you change things? Change jobs, change houses, change. Why do you change? Because you saw the limitations of it, no? And you want something better, isn't it? Thinking that the better will give you what you're missing here. But when you get the better, the same thing comes. Therefore, negation of all the notions has to happen. That's part of the teacher's job, to negate. Negate meaning to show that all these are dependent on you. You are independent of everything else. That's Adhyaropa Apavada. Look at it. The snake is dependent on the rope. Rope is independent of the snake. The table is dependent on wood. Wood is independent of the table. Body is dependent on I am independent of the body. But if I am a Sukha Jeevi, I will not understand that. Sukhajivi meaning always comfort oriented. The too much of comfort oriented, because that too excessive comfort oriented. See, all of us want certain comfort, okay? Nobody says no to that. Well, nobody says no. All of us want some. But that excessive comfort orientation, when you are not willing to put up, that's why titiksha. If you are not having the titiksha, not willing to put up with certain issues, that means you are so identified with the body. Then it becomes difficult to see that I am independent of the body. Because I think I am dependent on the body. I am the body. Too strong. Similarly, the mind is dependent on me, I am independent of the mind to see that. That is adhyaropa apavada. But if I am always living in my emotional reality, which most of us do, all our lives are emotional, isn't it? All our lives are. You eat the food, it is not only just for hunger sake. Nobody eats saying, "Arey yaar, papi pet ke waste khata." Nobody says that. Not at our level. That is true, maybe at the street kid's level. He will eat whatever he gets because yaar, bhook lag raha hai, kuch bhi kha lega. At our level, it is not like that. Yeah. Why? Because there is an emotional connect. How would you like if the scientist tomorrow discovers, okay, so much of proteins, one powder, so much of vitamins, etc., one pill, okay, carbs, starch, etc., another powder, mix it all in water and take it, bland. Maja chalega yaar, right? Half the fun of life is gone.
Somebody's already made it.
Huh?
Somebody's already made it. Yeah, no. One class of that.
Yeah, people are doing it in the Silicon Valley. Why? No time for lunch. Therefore, everything is in one drink. They are doing that. But they are doing it because no time for lunch. See their dinners. Have you ever seen a skinny?
No, but they are doing it like full day. Like their only meal is that one.
That one,
yeah.
That's a problem.
And he's trying to promote.
They're trying to lose weight.
Also.
They're trying to lose weight. Meal replacement plans, because now the body beautiful idea has become not emotional connect. Emotional connect is there. That slim figure is my emotional connect. Whereas most of us are, yaar, khana barabar, maja aata hai. Everybody says, "Arey yaar, festival season is coming. I better lose some weight before." Why? Don't eat all the sweets. Arey, for Diwali, how can you not eat sweets, yaar? How can you not eat sweets? And my Diwali week gets extended. Because Diwali week, no classes. So some people come and give me gifts beforehand, all the sweets. Some people come and give it after that. Extension. That's why all sadhus become Mahamandaleshwas in time. I'm still fighting the battle. Not yet become. Food is an emotional connect. Clothes are an emotional connect. Clothes are also, no? Emotional connect. Yeah, what do you feel good in? What do you look good in? I should feel good in these clothes. No? For all my life, emotional life. Relationships, of course, emotional connect only. What else is it? Husband, wife, partner, child, parents. Everything is emotional connect. If emotional connect is not there, then you will bring the duty orientation. So, all emotional life. So, when you are living so much in our emotional life, and on top of it, if you are an artist or a creative person, then it's all emotions. You can get lost in that. Then to say, I am independent of the mind is difficult. Like I was pulling that girl's leg in the class, no? Saturday class. Difficult. Because, yeah?
Yeah, but sir, even when we talk of satyam, jnanam, whatever, we do talk of emotional connect, love with
the bhakti. Agreed. So, nobody saying emotions are bad. Only I have to see myself as independent and the emotions depending on me. Remember this and this? The dog wagging the tail and the tail wagging the dog. So, to see myself as independent and be gone. To see yourself as independent, you need to see the limitation of your emotional connect. the limitation of what you held as true, as the thing in your life. Like yesterday in the class, I was pulling this girl's leg, this lady's leg. Okay? She has got one of the most fantastic collection of bonsai plants I have seen. Okay? She is good. Really is very good in it. And I think, what are you doing? Look at it. Therefore, now my whole creativity is in making those bonsai plants. You're stunting that plant's growth here. You're not allowing the plant to grow. A mango tree is being brought up in a pot and you're making it give mangoes when it is only 2 feet high. Mango tree is supposed to be like that, big, huge. No, this is... Okay. I'm not saying she's not creative, or I'm not saying she's not brilliant enough. Can you see the other side of it? If you see the other side, immediately you'll see the limitations. You know, just see the other side. That's all that it takes. Just see the other side. All right. Correct? What I'm doing, I'm stunting the growth of a tree. But I give that so much of care and everything. Correct. You're giving it all that care. I'm not saying golden cage. How would you like to be? Can you say that to your pet bird? Put in a cage of gold, golden vessels, water and food. The best of food, imported bird feed. Yeah, I'll fly in there.
We have to take a decision.
By the way, the Supreme Court is making a decision on it. No? Yeah. Whether the right to fly is a fundamental. I mean, can't. Supreme Court will let it, but there is a... Can you see? Just see the flip side of things. See the flip side of things. You will see the limitation. Then you will see, hey, my all that emotional connect na is only subjective. I may prefer it like that. That's okay. I may still like it like that. But the fact is, it's a limited thing. The emotions are dependent on me. I am independent of it. Because I can change. I can see the other side. Otherwise, I can't see. That's why artists, creative people, writers, authors, all these people live in their emotional life so much. They think whatever they think and see is what is reality. They can't see the other side. It's very difficult. Because I dealt with some of them. Can't see the other side. Tragic. Very tragic it is. Not to be able to see. I admire the artists and the skill and the talent, all that I admire. But the tragedy is you can't see them. You think that's the only reality that is there in the world. This will happen even in a career or a profession, intellectual now. From emotion to reasoning intellectual. I'm passionate about my job. Very good. Be passionate about your job. Only then you'll enjoy it. Can you see the job is dependent on you? You are independent of the job. This is my life. Like I met this guy at a friend's house for a dinner. He's trying to provoke me into this thing. Human rights abuse is the biggest problem in India, especially by the government forces. And he kept looking at me when he was making these comments. I realized he's trying to provoke me into discussion. So I kept quiet. Yeah. Dinner mein gaya yaar, friend ka ghar mein, why should I get into an argument there? Wrong time, wrong place. Then finally, he asked, what do you think about it? I said, I don't think human rights abuse is the biggest problem. I think TB is, malaria is, diabetes is a big issue, cardiac problems are a big issue. These are far bigger issues than your human rights abuse. Correct, you know?
Poverty.
Huge issues. Huge issues. Can you deny that? Human rights abuse takes place, I know, by the police, etc. It takes place. But when you look at the number of deaths in custody and the number of deaths because of TB, is there a comparison? Custodial death, one death here, one death there, happens in few years. We have to make a big noise about it. I'm not saying don't make a big noise. Please make a big noise. But to say that is the biggest problem in the country, that's not true. These are bigger problems. These are bigger problems. perspective. You're passionate about something, you think that's only reality. That's called Adhyaropa. Tasya Apavadaha. Can you see where all it goes? Vedanta is not saying, I'm not the body, I'm not the mind, I'm not the... Hey, that is easy to say. All this is involved in that Adhyaropa Apavada. Because when you say, your thinking is dependent on you, you are independent of thinking, this is what it should be. What you are passionate about, what you are taken as reality, all that should be questioned, no? Otherwise it becomes block understanding. You will say, I'm not the body, I'm not the mind, I'm not... Then, what are you? What do you feel passionate about? Back to square one, na? You'll put that tape also. Mano buddhi ahankaram chittani. I mean, you'll sit in meditation. All emotional make-believe. You know, you're not getting the reality there. You're only getting it in emotional make-believe. That meditation, which is supposed to be seeing the reality, is being reduced to an emotional make-believe. Nirvanashtakam is good if you understand it and you take it as reality. But you play that tape, someone singing it, that's all it becomes, another make-believe. Why? Because you're still caught up in all this. You're not seeing that I am independent of that mind of mine. I am independent of my ideas. I can change my ideas. In fresh facts come, this come. Fresh information comes, I will change. Because that's reality. So the thinking, my intellect, my reasoning is dependent on me. I am independent of that. My ignorance is dependent on me. I am independent of ignorance. Why? Because I can keep shedding my ignorance. No? Every new thing I learn, I keep shedding ignorance. That means what? Ajnanadi akhilam avastu. Jada samuham avastu. Tatyajnanam anantam brahma vastu. I am the vastu, everything else is avastu. This clear cut understanding. Yeah? Okay. It's not just saying ajnanam avastu. What is vastu, what is avastu? How the adhyaropa has taken place. Of course, in the footnotes he is quoting. He is quoting to show Pramana, okay? Where he gets the Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahman, etc. All that thing is quoting. Okay. Then what is Ajnanam? Brahman, he says, we'll talk about it later. What is Ajnanam? Ajnanadi Samuham, Jada Samuham, is it, no? Then he has to explain what is Ajnanam. I mean, we all know what is ignorance. Ignorance, we don't know. But this is technical. Therefore, he says, Ajnanam tu Sat Asadbhyam Anirvachaniyam Trigunatmakam Jnana Virodhi Bhava Rupam Yat Kinchaditi Vadanti Aham Ajnaha Ityadi Anubhava Devatma Shaktim Sarva Gunair Nagudham Ityadi Shrutescha. I thought Ajnana was simple yet. My Anubhava, last line. What is Anubhava? Aham Ajnayati, Vadanti Aham Ajnayati. I say, I don't know. No? Do you know Russian? I don't know. Russian language, I don't know. Ignorance, simple. No? This ignorance is not that simple. Because we are talking of avidya maya shakti. Okay. So he says, Ajnanam tu sat asadbhyam anirvachaniyam. Important definition. People usually quote only the last word, anirvachaniyam, and say it is indescribable. That's not that. The full quotation has to be used. Abhi dekho, both described here. The Shastra has described Ajnanam a lot. Therefore, you can't say it is indescribable. Both description here. But sat asadbhyam anirvachaniyam. Anirvachaniyam here means cannot be categorized. As sat, existence, or asat, non-existence. What is sat, existence? Absolute existence, myself. Does avidya exist? Of course it exists. Why? Aham ajnaha. But is it absolute existence? No. It can be negated. If you study Russian language, Russian ignorance goes. Therefore, it is not sat like myself. Is it asat? Not there at all, like my horns. Yeah. Can you see my beautiful horn? Aaj polish karke aaya hai. Like beard trim karta hai, sir, polish karke aaya hai. No, it is not asat like that. Why? Because I experience it. Is it sat? No, because it's negatable. Is it asat? No, it is experienced. Therefore, sat asat bhiyam anirvachaniyam. What cannot be categorized as definitely sat or asat. It seems to have an in-between existence. If there are doubts on this, shoot, okay? Because this is the heart of the matter. Sat asat bhiyam anirvachaniyam. It is not asat because it's experience. It is not sat because it's negatable. Simple. Therefore, anirvachaniyam cannot be categorized as sat or asat. It seems to have a neurofuzzy position in between. Like neurofuzzy logic. It has a neurofuzzy position. Then he says,
but sat cannot be negated.
Sat cannot be negated, no? Therefore, ignorance is not like sat, because it can be negated. Therefore, I can't put it as sat. Then can I put it as non-existence? No, because I experience it. Therefore, sat asat bhyam anirvachaniyam.
He is defining ignorance like this.
Yeah. Any ignorance is like this, but more so if it is atma jnana. Any ignorance, you can put it like this. Then he says, now because of atma ignorance with respect to the Brahman, he says, trigunatmakam. It is made of sattva, rajas and tamas. Okay.
Ignorance is made up of sattva. Ignorance is made up of.
Yeah. Maya, ignorance is made up of sattva, rajas, tamas. All your hun and po will come into this. All sattva, rajas, tamas. Sattva is knowledge. All there is noble. Knowledge is included in Maya. Why? Because this knowledge is all about the world. Dividing, na? Erroneous knowledge it is. Therefore, even though it is knowledge, sattva, it is included in Maya because any branch of knowledge that you study misses out the reality. Na? I study physics. Minimum assumption is, I am not the physics, I am not the matter I am studying. I am different from that. Minimum assumption. It has to be there because I have to make it objective, observable, etc. Take any branch of knowledge, it's the same. That lesha of ignorance comes in. One painting, one quote, ignorance goes along with everything. Rajas is activity. Activity is impelled by desire. Desire comes from your sense of finitude. Finitude comes from ignorance of your true nature. Correct? Activity is impelled by desire. Desire comes from your sense of finitude. Finitude comes from your wrong conclusion of what you are. And the wrong conclusion is there only because ignorance is there. Therefore, rajas activity, again ignorance. Tamaso, don't ask only. Laziness, ignorance, ignorance only. Both ignorance. Inert matter. Because for creation, inert matter has to be there. Therefore, tamas is necessary. The most intellectual, today afternoon nobody is going to be in sattva state. No? Sunday afternoon, yeah, after lunch. Yeah. I thought I'm definitely planning. My landlady wants to give out my this thing for the broker. I told the broker I'm not there until 4 o'clock in the evening. He called me. I'm going out in the morning for my class and all. I'll come back only at 4 o'clock. After that, you can bring all the clients. I'll wait for them. Tamas, you enjoy it also. Yahu trigunatmakam. Jnana virodhi. This is a technical point and a very, very beautiful point. Okay? By jnana virodhi. normally in our functional life, in the way the Western perspective is, we take, or the Nyaya perspective is, Nyaya in the Indian thinking, Western perspective, we take knowledge as the absence of ignorance. Isn't it? I don't know.
I have to know.
But here, if it is mere absence, how can you talk about it as having sattva, rajas, tamas? Is Surendran here today? No. He normally sits there. Surendran is not there. Okay. Absence of Surendran is made up of, can you see anything? You can say Surendran is made up of something. Whatever his thinking, notions, etc., you can say. But can you say absence is made up of something? Therefore, it is what is called not absence. The next word, bhava rupam. Yat kinchit bhava rupam. It has got some sort of existence. Some sort of existence. That is why it is opposite of knowledge. Why? Because if it is mere absence, you have to get knowledge in. But this ignorance is not simple absence. You have mistaken yourself to be something else. No? Look at it. That ignorance of the rope was powerful enough to project a snake. Therefore, it must have that much reality as the snake. That much reality as the snake. Therefore, it becomes opposite of knowledge. When knowledge is there, ignorance cannot be there. When ignorance is there, knowledge cannot be there.
But data is there. That's wrong data.
Huh?
The data is there. That's the snake.
That's, data is not knowledge. That's information. That's what happens to our students when they are mugging for an exam. Ignorance is not gone, data is super important. Can you see?
The inference is wrong.
Huh?
The inference is wrong.
Ignorance has to go when knowledge has to come in. Otherwise, it's just superimposition of data, like mugging up for an exam. Like students mugging for an exam is classical example. No? Mugging is our word. Swatting, they'll say in old English. To use swat for an exam. This is that mugging, ignorance is not gone. That's why if I was ever going to ask a physics question, I would ask questions differently. I'll say, why is an air condition generally kept on top? And why do you heat up water from the bottom? Why not from the top? If they can answer this question, these two questions, they understood thermodynamics well. My questions will be like that. To test knowledge, not how much data they have. Analytical understanding. Commerce students, if gold is a gold standard, why is the value of gold going up? Economics. You explained that you understood economics well. Can you see what I'm trying to say? Otherwise, just data information that you have loaded on top of whatever ignorance is there. Knowledge is that which negates ignorance. When knowledge comes in, ignorance cannot stand. Therefore, it is opposite of knowledge. Why? Because it has some degree of existence. Enough to create that snake. Enough to create wrong notions about yourself. Enough to project an ahankara here. The all-pervading Atma now, covered up with ignorance, literally, mind covered up with ignorance, projects an ahankara, a masquerading idol, a persona created. That much of presence it has got. Therefore, jnana virodhi, bhava rupam yat kinchaditi. Some degree of existence it has.
Yeah, shoot. When he says ajnanam is jnana virodhi, I think in terms of, let's say, health is disease virodhi, poor is rich virodhi. It looks to me as merely opposite.
Yeah, it is opposite.
But why is he...
Because one negates the other. If it is not opposite, both of them should be able to coexist. Like, is Atma opposed to ignorance? Opposed to ignorance. No, Atma allows ignorance to be, na? Why? Not same degree of reality. Therefore, Atma doesn't negate ignorance. But vritti jnanam, the knowledge that takes place in your mind, will negate ignorance. Jnana virodhi, that's why we are not talking of jnanam as satyam jnanam anantam. We are talking of jnanam as vritti jnanam. The knowledge that takes place in your mind will negate the ignorance that is there in the mind. Without that, you don't go. Atma is nothing but knowledge itself. Correct. Then how can ignorance come into the being? It is there, na? Do you experience aham ajna or not? I don't know. You experience it. In fact, the Atma is not affected by it. That's why it lets it be. Why? In the light of awareness itself, you see the ignorance. How do you know you're ignorant? Because I'm awareful. I see in my mind there is ignorance, lots of ignorance in it. I see it. Remember, we had seen that Hastamalakiyam in one of the camps. One of the camps we had seen this. Ganachanna drishtihi, ganachanna moodaha. Yatha ganachanna markam, yatha manyate cha ati moodaha. My vision of the sun is covered with a cloud. And what do I say? The sun is covered. Ati moodaha is an idiot. Filtered idiot, okay? A filtered idiot. So nitya upalabdhi surupoham atma. The nitya upalabdhi surupam. The atma which is always known as I. That is me. And where does ignorance exist? Final locus is in the atma only. Through the mind. When will that ignorance about myself go? When knowledge comes in. With knowledge. Vritti jnana. Vritti. Knowledge is a thought. And that comes in, this ignorance is negated. Therefore, jnana virodhi, opposite of knowledge. It is not mere absence of knowledge. It's opposite of knowledge. Later on, if the class survives enough to do Naishkarma Siddhi, there is a whole chapter on this. Okay? Whole chapter. I'm going to start it soon, in a month or so, at a Thursday class. No, Thursday class. Okay. Then, he quotes a Brihadaranyaka verse here in the footnote, very nice, right at the bottom of page 23. Avidyaya avidyatvam idameva lakshanam. What is the lakshanam of avidya? Definition of avidya or indication of avidya? Avidya itself, he says. What definition did you get? I don't know. That's all the definition that is there. Though he has defined it very elaborately here. I don't know. That is all that is there. Then he says, Yat pramana asahirushatvam anitha vastu sa bhavet. He says, avidya is not established by any pramana. Any means of knowledge. How do you know this color? Perception. How do you know this is a book? Perception. How do you know this is smooth? Again, perception. How do you know there is a vehicle going? Inference. You heard and you inferred. See? It suits. Vehicle inference you can always do in Bombay because somewhere else you are always here. There, hi. The sound is there. You infer. Therefore, the whole world is known through inference. By which pramana do you know there is ignorance? If ignorance is established by a pramana, it will become a real thing, na? It will become a real thing. Like this table. It is not like that. It is only anubhava siddham. It is by your experience it is there. I am Svata Siddham. Atma is Svata Siddham. Self-evident. And ignorance is Anubhava Siddham. That's why he said, Iti Anubhavat. This is your experience, he says. I don't know. Show me your ignorance. I can't show you. I only don't know it. Okay, come and learn. Then, now where is your ignorance? Gone. That's all. Yet Kinchat Bhavam. It seems you have some in-between existence. Between Sat and Asat. Going back there, no? Between Sat and Asat? Yeah. in between existence it has. Yeah. Then he is quoting that verse from Naishkarma Siddhi. Okay, just to get you a taste of that. In the footnote again, you know. Say, Seyam Bhranti Niralambaha. This Bhranti, ignorance, doesn't have an alambanam, a support or a locus. Okay? Where will you put the locus of ignorance? Mind. Okay. But the mind itself is a product of ignorance. Maya Shakti. Abhi kidhar hai? Alright. Maya. Mind is. But knowledge that takes place in the mind negates the ignorance. The issue it should be in the mind. But then the ignorance is created in the mind. Abhi ignorance kidhar hai bolo? Niralambaha doesn't have a real locus. Yes, huh? Yeah, ignorance has created the mind. We'll see that in creation theory. Everything is from Maya, no?
Yeah, but mind creates
the... Everything is created out of Maya or out of something else? Mind is also created out of Maya. Maya is ignorance.
But knowledge also takes place in mind.
Huh?
Knowledge also takes
place in the mind. So what is this whole thing about? Niralambaha, he says. Sarva Nyaya Virodhini. It is opposed to all logic. It's illogical only experience. What can you prove about ignorance, tell me? It's ignorance, Baba.
Lack of
knowledge
cannot have a locus. That's
knowledge can have a locus, yeah.
Lack of
opposite of knowledge also can't have a locus. I mean, a final locus you can't say, sometimes it is here, sometimes it is there, depending on standpoint. There's only one beautiful thing about there. Sahatena vicharam sa. It does not stand inquiry. Why? Tamaho yadvad divakaram. Like how darkness cannot stand the rising sun. How the darkness cannot stand the rising sun. Similarly, ignorance cannot stand the rising knowledge. Knowledge comes from vichara. Therefore, knowledge it cannot stand. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. Apna minister jaisa hai. Constant inquiry. Inquiry rekha to gadbad ho jayega. Any assembly you will take. Not only we are, take any assembly. If you have an inquiry into everything, everything half of them will go out. Therefore, and then he quotes the final quotation from Shetra Shetra. He says, Devatma Shaktim Sarva Gunaihi Nigunam. He says, where is his Maya Shakti from? Devatma Shaktim, he says. It's Ishara's power. Okay, Ishara's power it is. And Sarva Gunaihi, Sva Gunaihi Nigunam. It is hidden by his own qualities. His own gunas hide it. Because where do you perceive ignorance? Look at it. Even when you are looking into your mind, you see all the qualities only. Ignorance kidhar kidhar chupa hua lagta hai. Really. When you are watching your mind. Generally, what is it that you will see about your mind? Your emotions. Your thinking. Your memories. Your concepts. Correct or not? What will you see? You will see all this only, no? What are they going to see? What is it you see? Yes. Then if somebody asks you a question, do you know this? No, yeah, I don't know that. Or you come across a word, hey, what does that mean? I don't know. You'll have to look into it. Name alamai. Correct? Right or not? Therefore, this ignorance seems to be hidden by its own qualities. And all that you see is the qualities of ignorance only, no? Manifestations of ignorance only. What is your thought? I know this. Sattva. I'm doubtful about this. I'm not sure. Rajas. Hey, yaar, tu bahut bore karta hai. Mereko neend aa raha hai. Abhi tamas. Correct? One of the... What else are you going to see? Ignorance only if someone draws your attention to something. I don't know that. This is the nature of Ajnanam. Ajnanadi akala jada samuham adhyaropa, he had said. Therefore, he's starting with Ajnanam. This is the whole thing. This is. Up to now, clear or any questions? Yeah, sure.
So far, we have used Nitya as ignorance and Maya from different standpoints.
Yes.
He seems to have.
Correct. Agreed. Therefore, he is talking about the two standpoints in the next section. You are right. He has used these two, three standpoints, okay, in this definition. Therefore, he is talking about the individual and the collective standpoints. The individual standpoint and the total standpoint. Here he has used the word collective, the total, total standpoint is better. Individual standpoint, total standpoint. Because avidya is individual, maya is total. Therefore, he is saying, the explaining that part now. Very systematic. Very systematic, very logically his way. You know. Idam ajnanam, samashti veshti, abhiprayena, ekam anekamiti, cha vyavhriyate. He says, this ignorance, idam ajnanam, samashti, totality, veshti, individual, okay, abhiprayena, from that standpoint, ekam anekam iti vyavahriyate. It is talked about as one from the total standpoint, one maya shakti. Many ignorant people, individual standpoint. Your ignorance and my ignorance is different. Therefore, that will come in. Then, what is individual samashti he talks about? Get it? He used samashti and his. Therefore, that also has to explain everything. No? What is samashti? What is. From how are you looking at it? Look at that. Tatahi yatha vrikshanam samashti abhiprayena vanam iti ekatva vepadeshaha yathava jalanam samashti abhiprayena jalashaha iti tatha nanatvena pratibhasimananam jivagata ajnananam samashti abhiprayena tad ekatva vipadeshaha ajamekam ityadi shrutehe. He's giving you samashti vyashti ideas. Okay. Explaining samashti vyashti. He says, yet tata hi. Example. Tata meaning example. Or yatha, tata, etc. All that stands for example. Vrikshanam. Trees. Each is a tree. But samashti abhipraya. From the standpoint of lot of trees in our vanam iti ekatva vipadesha. You use one singular noun for it. One collective singular noun called forest. Forest is not a plural. But there are many trees. Trees are plural. Forest is a collective singular noun. Therefore, ekatva vipadesha. You can see it as a tree or you can see it as a forest. Tree meaning individual. You are now studying one thing. That's what the biologist will do. One. Forest, that's what the environmentalist will do. Look at the whole thing. Correct. Right? Both perspectives are necessary. Both are necessary. You can't say only one is necessary. But both are there. Ekatva, jalash. Vanamiti ekatva. Or he says, yathava, jalanam. Samashti abhiprayena. One glass of water. Even here you can have one glass, singular, no? How many ounces? How many drops? Therefore, jalanam samashti abhiprayena. Jalashaha is a lake, an ocean. Okay. Iti tatha nanatva pratibhasamananam జీవాగత అజ్ఞానాం నానాత్మ ప్రతిభాసమానాం ద వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇస్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ప్రతిభ మేనిఫెస్ట్ యాజ్ మెనీ జీవాస్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ తద్గత అజ్ఞానం ఈచ్ వన్ హ్యావింగ్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ హిజ్ ఓన్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ బట్ ఇట్స్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద టోటల్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ దట్ బికమ్ దేవాత్మ శక్తి సమష్టి అభిప్రాయేన తద్ ఏకత్వ వ్యపదేశ మాయా అజాం ఏకామితి టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ అజహ ఏక ఎక్సెట్రా నౌ దిస్ ఇస్ ఓకే టు డైగ్రెస్ ఎ లిటిల్ బిట్ హియర్ ద ట్రెడిషనల్ వేదాంత స్టాండ్ పాయింట్ ఈస్ యాజ్ వెన్ ఈశ్వర్ ఇస్ కన్సర్న్డ్ దేర్ ఇస్ వన్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ మాయాశక్తి దట్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ అస్ హ్యాస్ ఎ లిటిల్ బిట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ లిటిల్ బిట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఆ క్రియేటివిటీ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ ఆర్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ ఆల్సో కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ యూఆర్ ఈక్వేటింగ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ విత్ క్రియేటివిటీ థోడాసా మై ఓల్డ్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ what is this pen this is knowledge this is a pen is a pen correct yatharth gnanam this is called now supposing I tell you give me half a dozen creative uses of it what will you do you can scratch your back paper away so many things you can say but all that you have to ignore that it is a pen correct or no now you say why I say creative people don't often see the reality because their job involves that looking at it as an artist or something has to remember what I told you all about Dennis the Menace out for a walk in the countryside and he sees this painter painting so he walks up to him Mister, what you are doing? You busy. Mister, I asked you, what are you doing? I'm painting that bridge there. That looks like no bridge to me. Kiddo, I don't paint what I see. I paint what I feel. Mister, if you feel like that, you better see a doctor. Out of the mouth of babes, okay, true. And the next panel is a painter mixing colors furiously because now he's angry. You have to ignore what is there a bit. Isn't that what all of us have done? We have missed the infinite reality and taken ourselves to be everything else. Very creatively. Look at the creativity. In Ishwara's case, deliberate. He's a master artist. He doesn't miss it because he's a master artist. And the total ignorance is with him, he doesn't miss it. We miss it. Yeah. Therefore, individual, total. Now, since all of us have individual, each person, when our ignorance is gone, we are free because we know the reality. There are certain schools of thinking, like Buddhism, etc., which says everyone has to gain moksha together because all ignorance has to go. Not true. It is anubhava virodham. It's opposite the experience of generations of teachers and students who each have gained knowledge. Okay, all the rishis down everyone. Sadashiva Samarambha onwards, until my teacher to me. Okay? Everyone has gained knowledge, everyone has become free. Individual freedom is gained. So it's not that everybody gets it together. If you take their ignorance is only one, yeah, we have said ignorance is only one from Ishwara's standpoint. Not from individual standpoint. If individual standpoint, gadbade. That means my moksha is not in my hands. Imagine if every idiot in this world has to know the truth for me to gain moksha. What's the use of all the studies then? And everyone will think like that. That means nobody will gain moksha. Then every teacher will become a missionary. Why? I can't gain moksha unless that gain. Therefore, let me convert everyone into moksha. Hey, get bored.
Become ISIS and kill everyone. Like ISIS and kill
everyone. Yeah, no. Doesn't work like that. Okay? It doesn't work like that. Each person gets their own. Okay. Now, the Sattva Rajasamas also get talked about. So that also is bringing. Iyam samashtihi utkrishta upaditaya vishuddha sattva pradhana. Iyam samashtihi. When you are talking about totality, he says that's utkrishta upadhi. That's the highest of the upadhis possible. Therefore, he says vishuddha sattva pradhana. Therefore, it will be predominantly what? Sattva, pure sattva it will become. Otherwise problem hoega. Because if you are talking about individual and collective, Ishwara has some total of everything. I'm angry, somebody else is jealous, somebody else is hateful, somebody else is, and all this collective is Ishwara. Kya ho jayega? Ishwara will become an emotional mess. He'll have more problems than I have. Correct or not? But remember, I have handled this slightly differently by saying how the qualitative difference happens between individual and total. The synergy effect, etc. I have been talking about. The example was one vote and majority votes. One vote makes me the ruled. Majority votes makes him the ruler. So qualitative difference happens with individual total. Similarly here, individual and total, there is a qualitative difference coming in. The qualitative difference is that he is predominantly sattvic. Enough rajas available for creating. Enough tamas so that he can relax up. He doesn't have to be constantly after you. Yeah. Do this, don't do that, do this, do that. Yeah. Let it go. It happened. I'm relaxed. Okay. Then further explaining that samashti. Ete duhuitam chaitanyam sarvajnatva sarveshuratva sarvaniyantratva adigunakam avyaktam antaryami jagatkaranam isharaha iti cha vyapadishyate sakala ajnana avabhasakatva yas sarvajnaha sarvav iti shrutehe Mundaka Upanishad, which we had seen long back. He is sarvavit, sarvajnaha, two terms used. Sarvajnaha, one who knows all, illumines everything in general. Sarvavit knows the details of everything. When the both terms are used together, it means like this. Otherwise, one name can be used for the other. But sarvajnaha, sarvavit, when you use it together, sarvajnaha in general, I know everything. Every person who knows the truth can say that. I am sarvajnaha. Why? I know what is there. Satyam jnanam anantam brahman. Everything else? Mithya. Sarvajnaha. Sarvavit will be Ishwara, who knows the details of everything. The language of the birds and the bees and the ants and the insects and all that thing, you know. Which I don't know anything about. So all that. Okay. Then he says, Etad upihitam chaitanyam. This upihitam chaitanyam, meaning samashti avidya upihitam chaitanyam or maya upihitam chaitanyam, the chaitanyam, sarvajnyatva, terms given for it. The chaitanya is given that term. Maya is not given that term. The chaitanyam, awareness, Brahman is given these terms now. Brahman, there is awareness, manifesting through total maya is given these terms. Sarvajnaha, one who knows everything. Why? Because he has created everything. The one who has created everything should know everything. Sarveshuratvaha. Ishanam. Ishanam means I am the Lord of all there I see. Now this Ishvara is a little bit difficult to understand. Ishvaratva. When you say overlordship. Okay, let me try to explain it. You are sitting down and having a cup of tea. At peace with the world. Okay. A few drops of water has spilled on the table. Okay. A little bit, a small little patch. No? A few centimeters across water. In that water, there is an ant struggling. Now look at the power that you have. You have the power of life or death over that. No? With the tip of the spoon, you can just lift it and keep it aside. Ah, jaan bach gaya. Or he can say, let him suffer and die. Make chai pita, ignore it. Or with a spoon, knock it, crack, let it die faster. Correct? Or you can be sadistic. Take it, keep it aside. Then when the ant feels relieved and right, take it and put it back. Total, no? With respect to the ant. Correct? Look at your overlordship. Total. What you will do will depend upon your mindset. Okay. But look at that. For that ant, the whole future depends on you, what you do. Now, try to imagine that with respect to this whole universe. That is Ishvara. Therefore, what will Ishvara do? Bhagavan ko aag nahi ke mere ko dikhte nahi hai ke itna suffer karta hai. Tell me, what is it that Ishvara can do in that condition? Because any action that you do with respect to that ant comes from your peculiar mindset. No? Can Ishvara have a peculiar mindset? He is supposed to be compassionate. No? Correct. Can he go against his own law of karma? Can you see that Ishvaratva? This is Ishvaratva. What he does, forget it. That is not the important thing. The important thing is to understand Ishvaratva. You know, but we human beings are so self-critical. Even our bhakti is self-critical. Log kahte hi bhagwan aate nahi. Draupadi ke jaise pukarte nahi. लोग कहते हैं भगवान खाते नहीं शबरी के जैसे खिलाते नहीं ऑल सेल्फ क्रिटिसिज्म ओनली नो आई एम यूजलेस अरे प्रेयर इज कर्मा कर्मफला प्रे इज फाइन कर्मफला यू विल गेट होपफुली इफ यू आर नेगेटिव कर्मा इफ योर कर्मा इज टू स्ट्रगल अ बिट मोर देन व्हाट यू स्ट्रगल अ बिट मोर बट एक्शन प्रेयर इज एन एक्शन देयरफॉर कर्मफला इज देयर
Decide our mindset.
Not necessary. Your mindset can be independent of your karma phala. It can influence a little bit. It can be independent. You can break free. That's the beauty of the human mind. You can break free. But this is Ishvaratva. When you're talking about Ishvaratva, understand this totality that what you enjoyed over the ant, he enjoys over the whole universe. It's a big responsibility also. When you think of it like that, oh my God. Sorry, oh myself. If God is speaking, let it put like that. No? Oh, myself, kya ho jayega? He doesn't have the problem, why? Right? Totality. Totality, therefore the problem doesn't exist. As individual problem exists. But as totality problem doesn't exist, okay? Therefore, sir, understand when you say Ishvara, what all it implies. We use the word too lightly very often. No? Sarveshara, Sarveshatra. Sarva Niyantratma. Niyantram literally means control. God must be the ultimate control freak, okay? He is not. He set up the infrastructure, put the laws in place. Let it happen. Total control is when the operation is on without your control. Isn't it really speaking? When your team can function without you being there. Then you have made yourself dispensable, literally. Yeah. So you should have set up the infrastructure. No? It happened. Karma, karma for everything will happen. Everything will happen accordingly. Total. Not only that, he impels you also. Why? He makes your mind awareful. By his presence as awareness, your mind becomes awareful, capable of thinking, feeling, doing. Do. Antaryam. This is Ishvara, okay? Some idea. Okay, this is Ishvara. Sarvaniya. Adi guna, adi gunakam. Or etc. Other gunas are also there. I can go on it. Okay, adi gunakam. Avyaktam. Unmanifest. You don't see. Not available for your sense perception. As behind everything. Avyaktam. Antaryami. Avyaktam will think only outside. No, inside also. Antaryami. Like someone, I heard a bhajan like this one, very nice bhajan. It was written by a sadhu in Rishikesh. He says, Mere mein hi chupkar, you're sitting in me, hiding in me, and you're making me look for you all over. Antaryami, okay? Why? Because he enlivens your mind, the others, that now go. Do it, Antaryami. Jagat karanam. The cause for the whole universe. Okay. Ishvaraha iticha vyapadeshyate. All these are words used for what? Awareness manifest in the totality. Okay. Awareness is given all these names. All these are names given to awareness when it is manifest through total maya. What is there is only one awareness. One Brahman. Pyar se yesa bulate. No, Hindi movie dialogue na, pyar se mujhe ye bulate hai, sir. Pyar se aisa bulate hai, sir. Sa sarvajna sarvavit. Okay, panchiti cha vyapadeshate sakala ajnana avabhasakatva. Why? Because it is manifest in the total ignorance. Yes. Where do you get all these names, sir? Shruti ma hai na. Sarvajna, sarvavit, etc. All this is being said. The Shruti itself. Nothing is from anywhere else. It is not some people coining the words. All these words are from the Shruti.
Jagat Karanam
is Ishvara only, no? What is it?
Not total awareness.
I'm just saying, Ishvara is a name given to total awareness. Name given. All these names, look at all these names. When you're saying Sarvajnaha, you're talking from one standpoint. You of knowing. Ishvara, from the standpoint of the capacity to create, overlordship. The power that you have. Jagat Karanam, creator. Again from the question of manifesting everything. All these names are given to what? Brahman only. When manifest through Maya, these are the names given to Brahman. What is there is one Brahman. Baki sab naam hai. Names. Like how you have different names in different functions. Names given. One entity, one reality. One reality, different names. और कुछ है, देयर इज लॉट मोर टू से बट ओके फॉर द टाइम बीइंग इतना ठीक है, ईश्वरत्वम दिस मच इज इनफ फॉर द टाइम बीइंग. ओके देयर मोर थिंग्स आर देयर, वी विल सी दैट नेक्स्ट क्लास. ओके बट थिंक अबाउट इट, स्पेशली दिस ईश्वर एंगल, थिंक ऑन दिस. ओके देयर इज अ लॉट टू बी ओके गुड प्लेस टू स्टॉप. थैंक यू.